British people have a reputation for being aloof. To visitors from abroad, they can seem cold and impersonal. With none of the spontaneous displays of affection common to Mediterranean cultures, the average Brit, while extremely polite, appears unapproachable or downright unfriendly. Dealing with people in business, therefore, can be especially daunting. According to Laura Byrne, however, there are a lot of misconceptions about what it is like to do business with Brits. As Vice President of the British Chamber of Commerce in Barcelona, she helps Spanish companies connect with UK businesses, and she has a lot of advice to share. Speak Up met with Byrne, and we began by asking her if it is true that Brits are always on time for meetings.
I would say that they're either on time or you'll generally find that they're there a little bit before the time you've agreed to meet. However, international relationships and commercial relationships have meant that there is flexibility, there is understanding that different cultures will have different timekeeping. If you do feel you're going to be late to a meeting, I would suggest forewarning them or just sending a message. And if not, yeah, I would advise to adhere to the time that you've agreed to meet them.
Dress code is equally important when meeting a new company. Mediterraneans might get the impression that British business people always dress in suits. Is that true? How should one dress for a meeting? Byrne went on to offer some advice.
I think obviously you need to know your audience. A lot of the tech companies are going down a route of more casual, but I would always, on a first impression, go casual, formal, formal, casual. And then obviously if it is large corporates, yes, they do still adhere to the formal dress code.
Then comes the time to walk into the meeting and do the formal introductions. We asked Byrne how we should greet our counterparts.
Obviously, everyone has their culture, they have their ways of greeting people, and what I would do is, on a first occasion, I would offer my hand, a handshake, and then at the end of the meeting, depending on the relationship, obviously, the Mediterraneans, and they're a bit more open, you know, that's fine, but at the beginning of the meeting, I would suggest a nice smile and a firm handshake.
There are many approaches to starting off a meeting, like summarising the agenda or getting right down to business. However, Byrne suggested that it is best to start with some small talk.
So I believe in the UK there is a general icebreaker attitude to meetings, especially if you're going into a company that they don't know you or you don't know them. They may have icebreaking practices. Sometimes they do like you to explain a little bit about yourself, but if not, absolutely just how you got there or how you're doing. A little bit of an icebreaker is always generally a good idea.
The form of addressing someone you've just met politely is important. But once you've built some rapport, it becomes more natural, as Byrne explained.
I would suggest that if it's somebody you haven't had contact with, or it's someone you're meeting for the first time, or there's been very little contact with them previous to the meeting, I would absolutely direct myself to them as Mr. or Mrs. However, if you have organised the meeting with them beforehand or have had some sort of communication, I would confirm with them, is it all right if I call you Jeff? Hi, Jeff, how are you doing? And then I would go on a first name basis.
During a meeting, it is important to give a good first impression. It is appropriate to introduce your company properly, said Byrne.
I think when you present your company for the first time to a business, or you're going to a meeting for a business to get to know you and your company, I would suggest preparing the meeting beforehand. So I would send them the agenda, what you're going to run through, maybe a summary about your business, and then in the meeting they can then ask questions, but they'll know a bit more about it. And the meeting's more to go down into details, not to do a cold presentation from the get-go.
When dealing with Brits, Byrne says it is important not to worry about your level of English, because British people are in awe of their foreign colleagues' ability to speak their native tongue. In fact, she said, the experience can be more fun than expected.
Doing business with Brits, I would say, is something that on the outset people are wary of, or they feel that it's going to be very stiff upper lip, very over-professional. Yes, they're professional. Yes, they're organized. Yes, they do love an agenda and a checklist, and they have protocols. But when you actually come to interacting with people in business in Britain, it's a fun environment. They're very down to earth, and they're very thoughtful on people coming from abroad and working with them.
Great business relationships are born of professionalism. In conclusion, Burns stressed the need for good preparation for that initial meeting.
My final advice would be that I think the better you organise before a meeting and you investigate your side of the meeting, you make sure they have the information on you, you should have a great meeting. Just go and enjoy yourself. Like I said, they're very approachable, but just be organised and prepared.